Blog Talk Radio.
J1.
If the feeling don't stay there, then why are you still lazy? It's time to move on. It's time to move on. If the feeling don't stay there, then why are you still lazy?
And the idea is that we train and modify boys, they
will not sit in that category of a joker or a grown boy, a grown male. They'll take on that two-two image of a grown man and a king. I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining me. It is so good to come before you. God is blessed to see a terrific Tuesday. See, it's another day that he has made for us. He allowed us to wake up in the morning. If you're in the sound of my voice, you were able to wake up this morning. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He blessed you to be alive. He blessed you to be able to come and be a part of this. I know your time is valuable, and I don't want to waste your time. I'm hoping we can share something with you. We want you to do the same by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with me by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Also, you have an opportunity when you call in, you can just listen to the show. You don't have to press number one. You can just listen, put your earplugs or your buds or whatever you may have, and you'll be able to listen to the show. Now, if you want to check us out on the web, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the number one Internet Talk Radio show in this country. Matter of fact, because we are heard and watched and listened in 18 countries, I feel like we can classify it in the world. God is so good and he has blessed us to be able to do that. Now, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, is one of the voices of the Smith Wave production. So we come before you, offering you an opportunity, a vessel to get the word out, but also share the word with you as well. Now, if you want to check us out, you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have that same opportunity. You can go to @WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, @The Smith Way Production, @Lorinda D. Smith 15, and you feel comfortable, like we have several people on Instagram, and I will give the right shout out to our co-sponsor, Ray, allows to air through their Instagram account. They're playing, they're representing, and I'll do that in a minute. You can go to Instagram @LorindaD. Smith 15, @WBSW_Internet_Radio. @Coach Dr. Lorinda D. Smith 15, then @Smith Wave Production. Also, we're being aired with a partnership with the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Global Chapter. We have a great opportunity to work with them hand in hand, and we work with them by using their Instagram account to be able to share these things with you. So we're so glad. We said thank you to all of those brothers out in Greenville, Alabama, just allowing this opportunity to happen. We thank you so much. We also want to make sure you understand that as you begin to watch this show, and you may have to step away and you want to come back and look at the on-demand episode, you can check us out truly, truly on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google+. You have an opportunity to use all of those sites and go back and check the show out. I'll even put it out on an email, and you can check it out that way. So you have a great chance to truly, truly be a part of this. Thank you so much. We have Latif Bigot joining us, Inspired to Inspire, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We definitely want to give her a shout out for taking time just to check us out, being supportive, and we just truly, truly thank each and every one of you all for that. Give a shout out to my true, true friend of 1914_357, providing Sigma Fraternity, and also we had D. Cookie Chai joining us as well, and all of the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and all the other Divine Nine that have an opportunity to jump on this website, the Facebook, the social media, to Blog Talk Radio, as well as Instagram, Twitter, whatever it may be. Thank you so much. See, this is what God blessed him with. Blessed me with a vision in 2017. I was living down in South Florida. And down there, I was working from time to time on an AM radio station. Wouldn't work. It was called in by the producer to be a part of the Relationship 201 show that was being aired. And we were so glad to have an opportunity to do that, just to come in and offer our point of view. And it's truly, truly a blessing to be able to do that, because, see, God blessed us to be able to do that and be in the right place. But he also gave me a vision and said, you can do this by taking this to the level it needs to go. We gradually moved forward from 2017, when we only had one show, which was our sports talk show, to where we have nine shows. We have four different hosts that host those shows. We had guests from time to time from the period of 2017 up until we're having guests right now. See, that's how God can work you. Then God also in January said, I'm going to place this in your life. He gave this vision that you can take what I'm giving you and get the vessel out through the radio station. So we are and proud to be the voice of the Smith Way Production. Internet Talk Radio is only one of a kind. And thank you for joining us. Let's get started with our show. We have an awesome show planned for you. See, we want to be able to share some things with you. We've been on this series. This is going to be the ninth part of this series. We got number 10 going to be coming up as well. This is relationships. So we've been talking about relationships. We've been really focused on how do we prepare our boys to be men, but besides that, prepare them for a healthy relationship. And if they're a grown man or a king, they will have a healthy relationship. So as we move through the segment, we're on this segment now is looking at it. I want to break it down because I talked about a grown male versus a grown man. But I want to talk about also a joker, which is a grown male or a grown boy, versus a grown man and a king. To the point we're going to push this to another level. We're saying we're going to transform, that's the title of the show, transform a joker to a king. We have some awesome things we want to talk about, but before we do that, we want to focus on our Black History Month, and we do this every show. We take an opportunity to talk about some brothers who's making great impact in the world, in this world, and continue to make it, but they have transitioned. We share those ones that have transitioned on. We want to give a shout out, and I always tell everybody, yes, I truly, truly focus on my fraternity brothers, because I know everybody else have individuals that does great things and have done great things, but my focus truly, truly is to continue to lift up where I made a choice to be a part of. We want to give a shout out to Donald Allen, but let me take it back. Brother Judge Donald Allen of Alpha Alpha Beta Sigma chapter out of Detroit, Michigan. He is the Chief Justice of the 55th Judicial District Court in Ingham County, Michigan. So glad to have that brother as a part of this fraternity, making a difference, serving at the highest seat in state government, and as a legislature, as you look at the judicial branch, as you look at all the court system, we have to make sure we're aligned. When brothers have an opportunity to make a difference, brother, take hold. We're going to give a shout out to Brother Judge Don Allen of the state of Michigan. He is the Chief Justice of the 55th Judicial District Court in Ingham County, Michigan. Hurrah, my brother. Go on. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's also give a shout out to and truly for something. As you see, I'm sitting up here today. I have a shirt on, and someone see the symbol of some kind of superhero or someone. But this shirt was sent to me by my youngest sister, and she put a texting note to it. And I do appreciate it. It's from my sisters, and I call them the girls. Thank you for helping people become better in who they are and the world a better place. She said, love you, big brother. You bet. My sister, she joined us many times. Her name is Wendy, your bet, Smith. She said, P.S., you are a superhero. Yeah, that touched my heart very deeply because I try to make sure I do what God blessed me to do, get the word out through this vessel. So we want to definitely give her a shout out for thinking enough of the show so I can play, advertise this on TV as being one that we pray continue to from day to day to make a difference in someone's life. Let's transform Joker to grown man. Transform grown man to king. And that's what it's all about. First, we're going to look at, are you a grown man or a grown male? See, one of the things we're dealing with in society, people have a tendency to say they're grown, but they're still acting like a juvenile. They're still acting like a prince. See, kind of, I'm going to talk about each one of them, and they're acting like a knight, but they act like a king. You haven't seen in any of the story we're talking about knighthood and kingship, that the knight is the king. You haven't seen the Joker as a king. You haven't seen the prince as a king. See, the Joker is always going to have a smile on your face, but it's a man that's really on board. You can verse verses with that. That's a boy that's in a man's body. See, a joker brings uncertainty. See, unpredictability. A joker brings an unknown journey. So if you're in a relationship thinking you got a grown man, you only have a grown male. So that grown male can only bring in unknown, put you on an unknown journey, put you where you're in an unpredictable situation. You have to make sure you be very careful and recognize that some of these guys ain't nothing but yours. They're going to have a smile on their face. They're going to be able to always tell a joke. They're always going to be the one that is not serious. See, and when things happen, they blame other people. That's a joker. Now, Prince, you may have, he's charming. But one thing that's always identified as Prince is that he's so charming, he always have many women. See, he don't have just one. Where a grown man and a king only needs one. A prince needs many. So if you have one that's telling you that was still out there with many and searching for many, he ain't nothing but a prince. But he ain't nothing but a grown man. Then you have the knight. See, that knight is fearless. He has muscle. He has strength. He's a, what you call a thug. See, he's a thug, and that's what some people love, a thug. But, you know, a thug will lead you to uncertainty. A thug will be able to fight, but it may lead to you getting hurt. See, a thug will be out there constantly, oh, I'm sorry, a knight is constantly out there. I'm going to take it because people get offended. You know, and you say, we want a thug, but the truth of the matter, you want a king that can do all those things by provide and protect. So if you got one of those, you ain't got no key. You got a grown male, an overgrown boy who's pretending he's a man. See, there's a difference between a man and a grown man. See, they have an instant they put on there now and then, and there's a grown man. And I was going to say a grown-ass man. That's what you want, a grown man. You want somebody that understands that he can provide and protect you. So what we want to do is we want to identify the difference between that individual who's a joker, a prince, a knight, and a grown male. See, that's one of the things we have to always keep in mind. Now, when you got a grown man, I'm going to tell you some of the things that happen when you got a grown man. Because he'll be
identify.
See, a grown man, when he walks in the room, he walks with his hands up high. He's a king. He has the status of a king. See, a grown man is a man who seek very high understanding and present a high representation of his level of mentality, his level of emotion, his level of spiritual understanding, his level of energy. See, that's what a king do. See, a king gonna make sure he commands people's attention, and he don't have to do a whole lot. See, they say he'll command people's attention doing and saying very little. See, a king, the old saying that don't ever let to the point that you let something you do in the past come before you step in. Like you said, your reputation precedes you. So you got to have a reputation of caring. You have to have a reputation of providing. You have to have a reputation of leading. You have to have a reputation of when you walk in the room, you command everybody attention. See, a man respects himself. See, that's the difference between a man, a grown man, and a grown male. See, a grown man always gonna respect himself, but he also gonna respect you. So we ask the question, are you a grown man or a grown male? So we put it in the term, we're gonna try to transform you from a grown male, which is a joker, to a grown man, which is a king. These are some of the things you should be practicing. If you haven't seen me, you need to find somebody to model these things for you. A man, a grown man, truly, I want you to understand, truly respect you. He always gonna respect everybody around him. He's never gonna disrespect you. See, he listens to his wisdom. See, that's one of the things that our grown males and jokers, priests and night king understand is that a grown man listens to his wisdom. You don't have to listen to anybody else because, see, God's going to project that into your internal soul, and then it's going to project out to everybody around you so they can see. That's why when you walk in the room, you command the attention of everybody because they know here comes somebody with wisdom. People call and want to talk to you and get your point about what's going on, or they'll send communications by whatever means it might be. They want to know what you think of it because you got wisdom. Because you listen to your wisdom, you're a grown man, and you're a king. See, a king wants to be him. He won't be himself. You know, I talk about the joker. See, he's going to do, you know, what is needed. I'm talking about a king and a grown man to provide for his family, protect his family. Let me tell you about this joker. I told you, all he's going to do is smile. He's unpredictable. When I talk about the prince, he's charming. He's not trying to show you how smooth he is. And a lot of times he's well respected. But the bottom line is he's trying to get to be a king. This is a level he has to go through. He ain't there yet. So don't try to get this twisted that he thinks he's there, but he's not there. I'm trying to tell you that now. But we want you to be a part of this show as well. Call his number. It's 347-857-4192. Call in and chat with me because I want to hear your thoughts about whether you're a grown man or a grown male. Who are you? Now, when we talk about the king status, we're going to spend a little bit more time on it because we're trying to show you some things that'll help you as we conversate about this, that you can say, wow, I've been doing that all the time. So now I think I'm working toward being a king or grown man. See, when we talk about a king, he has a healthy sense of humor. He ain't a joker. See, because he's in control of what he's doing, he can be playful and it's helpful. He can make you smile and it's helpful. He can tell a joke and it's helpful. See, he's also clear and confident about his place in life. Is that you? I'm asking you, is that you? So you can start looking and assessing yourself to see Do I fall in the grown man category? Or do I fall in the king category? Or do I just fall in a boy in a man body? Let's ask ourselves that. See, also a king has nothing to prove. I said it again. A king has nothing to prove but his strong self-direction. See, the knight have a lot to prove. See, that's why you call yourself that thug. You don't want to say, you know, I can do this, man, if I not do that, I can have this and shit. I want a thug. The thug can do that. They take it. You know, the thing about, see, a grown man or a king already understand how strong he is. His spirit is strong. He understands that through what direction he's going. And that's his self-direction. See, he does not advocate responsibility to others. See, a grown man accepts responsibility for his action. See, an overgrown boy, a grown male, a joker, a prince, or a knight will not. They're going to blame somebody else. We didn't win that war because he didn't plan it right. We didn't do this because somebody else didn't do it right. You know, there's one thing I learned as an athlete through my life and then a coach of athletes is that we don't want to blame somebody else for our failures. You had to go out there when you, uno, man, oh man, and you have to win the battle. And if you don't win the battle, you got to say, I didn't do my job. See, a grown man understands it. That's what we have to teach our boys to understand. Competition is good. See, competition ain't bad. We're going to take our boys out of competitive situations. Rather, we need them in competitive because as they become a grown man, there are a lot of competitive situations on the job. Be a competitive situation in the streets. It'll be a competitive situation in life. So they got to be able to respond to it. If they're not successful, they say, I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. So now I got to come up with a plan so I can be successful. See, a grown man is at ease in his own skin. See, we talk about the mirror. And when you look in the mirror for grown men, he's comfortable with what he sees because he sees an internal self. See, we got to understand, I tell everybody this, when you look in the mirror, the reflection is not about external. The reflection is the internal. See, if you see yourself ugly, you see yourself ugly inside out. So that's exactly what you have to keep in mind. See, a grown man can be trusted. See, a grown man, you can respect. See, a grown man is able to communicate with you. See, these are some of the things. So being a grown man or a king, the queen feels safe with him. And also venerably protects her. See, that's what a grown man and a king do. Let's kind of move forward on some of the things that will help us transform the joker to a king, or you see a grown male to a grown man. That's what we want to do. It's all about what can you expect in dealing with a king. And I'm going to say, let me do it like this. I said, what to expect when you've been treated like a king. But it said, you can't expect to be treated like a king or a grown man, when you keep acting like the joker and the grown man. Let me put it like that. It sounds a little bit better. See, I'm talking about the treatment. You want to be treated like a king, but you know what? You ain't nothing but a joker. You want to be treated like a grown man, and you ain't nothing but a grown male or horse-sized boy. See, in society, we have many queens have become to condition to being called out of their name. See, that ain't no king. That's a joke. We're talking about you expect to be called or treated like a king when you're still acting like a joker. Oh boy. See, so our queens in society are being mistreated, disrespected, but you still don't want to be called a king or a grown man. See, when you use derogatory remarks and ways toward other individuals, you create some sense of desensitivity to the words that you're saying. Do you remember when I said a king, when he walks in the room, he commands everybody attention, and when he gets there, everybody want to hear what he has to say. You can't do that disrespecting the queen. See, you're going to get mad because, and I'm going to say it because I've seen this happen in the past, probably in the early years of my life in college, we used to kind of do this, sit on the stoop or out on toward the dining hall when I was in college, and a young lady come by and say something to her, you know, she won't say that, and we both use derogatory terms. We now want to disrespect her. You know, we all have to transform from a joker, a grown male, to be a grown man and a king. So through those years, I can see what it means that if you keep on disrespecting, you keep on using derogatory remarks toward the sisters or the queens in our community, they become desensitized to, and they treat you like you ain't nothing but a boy. See, that's what y'all to be afraid of, young men. See, you got to understand that you have to create an identity from what you have seen modeled as a grown man to make you really, really be accepted in society. See, if you want to be a king, a grown man, I'm telling you, you got to truly take on the armor of God. And when you take on the armor of God, it requires you to do all the things that a king is supposed to do. See, a king is to be a protector. See, the king is to be a provider. The king is to be a respectful person. A king is the one that's going to always make sure if he may be wrong, if he's wrong, he's going to accept his wrongness. He's going to be willing to say, I apologize. See, I always tell people, be very careful. I was around and worked with young people over 30-some years. And in those 30-some years as a educator, as an administrator, working with young people, my bad ain't no apology. See, you have to say, I'm sorry that I hurt you. See, that's what a grown man do. But see, boys will just say, my bad. But they want to be treated like grown men. So the joker and the grown male and the overgrown boy can't apologize because in his mind, he's blaming you. So we're blaming the young lady, the queen, for the where we are. See, everybody is at this point in life, and I talk about this, and all my closest people, my confidants understand this. I am high on this. I believe that, yes, we're going to lift our sisters up because we should be able to lift us up so our queens up so we can be falling in the position of king. But we also got to gather together, and everybody got to go back and train these boys and transform them from being grown boys to grown men. See, that's what it's all about, and we are talking about that. Some of the things we have to understand, the characteristics that when we're talking about expectation, since you want to be treated like a king or a grown man, you can't be afraid to be vulnerable. You can't be afraid to be gentle. See, putting your hands on another individual, trying to control them, don't make you a grown man. Now, it might make you what you call a man because you got a body like a man, but inside of that body ain't nothing but a woman. See, you got to be able to know how to love. You you have to understand that we all have weakness, and we have something that in our life that we have to make sure that we work on development. We call it immaturity. And see, a boy is immature. A grown male is immature. He has the tools, he has the body, he has all the things that make up what you would say as a grown man, but he ain't truly a grown man because he does not have a state of mind. See, a grown man or a king have a certain state of mind. You see, you talk to some people that be around grown men and kings, they know that they have a different state of the mind. See, they don't sit around here and blame everybody else. They don't sit around and spend a whole lot of time about self-gratification. See, a lot of people that understand it is good to work on all things with ourselves, but when we spend a lot of time at, dealing with self-gratification, we deal with self-destination, we deal with self-gradation. See, we call it degradation. Somebody said, what are you talking about? We're talking about, no matter what goes on, you got to be able to understand that I know I did wrong. See, I'm degrading myself. See, when you assess yourself and know you say I was wrong, you can apologize for it. You can move forward because we have something inside of us that allows us, once we do it, we'll work us out. It will twist us, it will turn us, and we can't do anything because we're focusing on the past, focusing on the problem, and we need to be able to self-assess ourselves so we can focus on the future, and that's what it's all about. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, I'm going to get you on the line because I want you to share your thoughts, and you'll just press 1 now. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number, and ask you to offer your comments or your thoughts about exactly what's going on with you. Do you have a grown man, a king, or do you have a grown male that are joking? Now, as we transform, like I said, the way you act determines whether I can call you, or the queen can call you a grown man, a king. Don't act like a joker in a grown man, expect for them to treat you like a king and treat you like a grown man. Understand there's many things that can fall in the ideal of that. So let's move to our next situation. See, our queen got to be able to recognize our king is in wrong men, so they can say, is he the one, the right one? See, we have to check the fabric. I mean, check people out. You know, is the person made material? See, our queens got to be able to recognize grown men and kings, so they can say, I got the right one. Because materials that's being presented to us, the actions being shown to me, makes him a mating material. You know, we also have to be able to understand that we have to be held accountable for our actions. So when a queen began to recognize that this is make material, see God are coming in and will begin to shape the relationship how he has already planned. See, when we meet people that have your heart at a different state, when you even meet them, God has sent them your way. Because you have asked about it, you have prayed about it, you have talked about it, and God heard your prayer. So when you pray, he's going to send somebody by your way, and he will be a mate material. And that's what we're talking about. Queens are looking for a person that's considered to be mate material. So let's look at some of the things that when you ask for, and you, and simply God will, in essence, be accountable. And he has no problem with that for making sure you have a co-laborer in faith. I'm going to say that again, a co-laborer in faith. See, one of the most important factors for the queen to recognize your king or your grown man, because see, we began to now talk about transforming jokers to kings, grown males to grown men. See, these are the things that you'll see happening because they are learning this. We're talking about accountability. See, a grown man and a king is accountable. And it will be shown to you. He is accountable for his action. See, and he will be committed to the relationship. And he'll do everything to maintain a commitment to the relationship. That's what accountability is all about. See, he'll be your potential spouse because God has already prepared him to come your way. See, you all are going to have some common interests, values. Agree on the essential of living day to day. See, queens, these are just a few things. How he views as being accountable for his action. How he maintains a committed relationship, not only for to you, but not so much as because you are trying to see is how he's committed to his family. You know, I always had something that I always share to people. I say, I observe people that God blessed me to be around and how they treat the most important people in their life, like their family. I always look to see how they treat their children. And I want them to observe me too as well. I always look to see how they treat their siblings. I want them to watch me. I always watch them how they treat their parent or the guardian or the adult person in their life. It'll tell you, if they fall short on one, they don't fall short on the other to treat you right. Because if they mistreat that person, when the blood is rolling throughout their body as being, they're saying the same blood, they will not treat you right. So just remember, watch how they treat their families. See, that's the sign of a grown male becoming a grown. So you can recognize that in him. That way you don't have to make that decision whether or not. See, we always talk about, in our love cafe, we talk about values. See, I just mentioned some common interests and some values, and you can agree with them on the essential things of our life day to day. See, you will have a similar spiritual walk. See, God sent him your way, queen, and y'all gonna have a similar spiritual walk. See, he's gonna be able to pray for you. He's going to be able to pray with you. He's going to be able to pray with your family. All of this is something he's capable of doing because he's walking by the grace of God. See, we have to remember that God ordained things to happen. It is not by chance. So if he's able to do that, then you can see this person as being your king or your grown man. See, a joker will be able to start changing when his spiritual walk is to the point he recognizes he's in a spiritual walk. That's one step to transforming to be a grown man or a king. You sort of have the same spiritual diet. See, too many times people do not have a diet spiritually. And that diet is that, you know, we're reading scriptures and being we're doing it together, meaning that we get into these, you know, we go into these opportunities to read 4 or 5 days of the same spirit. Then we get in tight exactly what it means to us. See, we kill the people who have stood high on the mountaintop. They think that when you read the spirit, they'll tell you, I want you to hear this now. And, you know, you sure that meaning is coming out. You know, I tell you, you have that opportunity. And if you want to be a part of this, I truly want to hear your thoughts on it. Just press 1 after you dial 347-857-419. Just press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on. I have a caller on, and I want to make sure I give them an opportunity to share that thought with me.
A question.
You are now live on Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Hello. I can hear you.
Well, okay. Well, God bless you. I've been listening to your program. And
come on. Come on. Let me give our introduction. And she called, and I saw the number, but I was like, wait a minute now, this is good for me, but I have to make sure. But Minister Denise Stephanie is the founder of Behind the Mask Ministry out in Berkeley, California. She's out there grinding. She's just like Tina Robinson, putting the boots on the ground. And we're glad to have her before us right now. Thank you so much, Denise. Jump right in.
I just have a brief question here because I'm on the road right now, but I've been listening to the program and I've been listening to you, you know, giving some very good advice and information about kings and queens. And as I was listening, a thought came to my mind. All this is really, you know, what I'm finding at during this age of social media, the communication skills of a lot. Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, my God. The fire, trucks on fire on the freeway. Excuse me, y'all. But because of social media, I find that it's very hard to find individuals who have good communication skills. When we're talking about the development of a relationship, and especially the beginning of it, I think it is essential and it is vital that you first establish good communication skills. And once an individual has communicated an interest in you, and they've gone as far as to let you know that, when I see individuals that can't be consistent in their communication skills, it worries me. It worries me. Because then I wonder how the relationship will be from that point on. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit about great communication skills? I find it kind of concerning when a man, as we say, a grown, quote-unquote, man, a king, can't communicate to his, quote-unquote, queen his feelings. And once he has gotten the courage to say that, then they just kind of drop off the planet. I don't know. Me, as a grown woman of 63 years old, I have a hard time understanding that. So can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit, Doc?
Thank you so much, Minister Denise. I can tell you one of the key things to being able to work toward a relationship is communication skills. And if you have been lacking the interview, and I'm going to put you on mute for a second, Denise, and I'll pop up your phone. I'm trying to make sure he's got a lot of background. She said she was traveling. I understand that. But when you have a man, a grown man, a king, who understands that not just some of the characteristics, he understands the most important characteristic is communication. He should be able to talking all the time, but also listening. And being consistent. Don't start off with saying, you know, I'm listening to everything you have to say. See, that's one of the keys. Now he is taking a couple steps back, and he said, I'm going to listen to you, but don't do it. Consistent means that you're going to have to make sure, once you open that line of communication, you're willing to do a two-fold situation. And one of the things about, I say about a grown man and the king, when he's ready, when I say ready, ready for that relationship, he'll be able to keep that line of communication open. It won't just be him talking and telling you and controlling you, trying to control you, what you say and what comes out your mouth. He'll be willing to listen to what you have to say. And that opens that door for the consistency. Because, see, one of the worst things can happen in a relationship or in a particular relationship is somebody that wants to dominate the conversation. See, everybody have a tendency to lose that opportunity to say, do I really want to communicate with him? And the consistency be lost then because, you know what? You already know from that beginning, because when they show themselves leading, what you see is that that person is not going to be willing to hear what you have to say. But he has an interest in you. Now, the question is, do nonverbals know exactly his interest? So the communication ought to be there from the beginning. I'm going to pop these back on the line and see if you want to say something from that point.
Well, I think that you've answered it sufficiently, sir, and I'm certainly going to keep that in mind because I find it very disturbing when people who say they have interest in each other have a lack of communication. I don't understand how you can develop any type of relationship, whether it's on a more intimate level or whether it's on a friendship level, if you lack communication. So thank you for that advice. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you bringing it up because that's going to be something we're going to focus on our next show. Thank you so much, Mrs. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She's on the road, and she's doing what she normally do, making things happen. She's actually doing what she
Yes. Check me out on next Saturday, well, this Saturday, the 24th, Behind the Mask Ministry will be doing my, it'll be my first Facebook Live, you know, because everything's via social media now, so it'll be my first Facebook Live, and it'll be Behind the Mask then and now, and I'm inviting former guests back to Behind the Mask to talk about where they are now versus where they were when they first came and shared their testimonies and their stories with Behind the Mask Ministry. I'm going to have an awesome guest by the name of Misty Harrelson on there, who is a survivor and who was a victim of domestic violence, but now she's victorious and doing great things. So tune in next this Saturday at 12 o'clock from 12 to 1 on Facebook Live.
I ask her if she's always do that. She shared it with me on my Facebook so I can put it on all of my media networks so it'll be out there and I'll make a point. Now, what was the time of that? What was the time?
I'll send you the flyer, okay?
Okay, send me the flyer and we'll make sure we broadcast it on our show tonight, our show on Thursday, and every show we have, we'll make sure so we can get our individuals to be there to check it out because everything is. Thank you so much, Mr. Reese.
All right.
We definitely will talk with you very soon.
All right. Have an awesome day. Bye bye.
What do you say? As we close out, I want to say this because it's all about transforming grown males to grown men. And I'm going to give you a couple of things that will help you identify this. So we can help your boys, a overgrown boy, a grown male, to be a man, a grown man, or a king. First of all, you got to find your purpose. See, too many people don't know what the purpose of being a grown man. You can't be a grown man and not understand the purpose. See, you got to be, when you become a man, you fully do a transition into a state of mind. See, the grown boys had a transition. See, they still thinking about boys' things. So one of the key things is finding your purpose that allows you to fully transition into the state of mind, which requires purpose. Purpose is defined as a person's sense of resolve or determination. See, that says it in itself right now. That's what finding your purpose is. If you hadn't done that and you're still trying to get there, then you don't understand it. But a grown man has found his purpose. He knows exactly. Also, I'm going to get number two, be active. Having an active lifestyle will help you achieve what you're trying to accomplish. See, you got to lay off the video games, boys. Back up a little bit. Spend some time with your queen. So make sure you do that. See, when you do this, the benefit comes about is you increase your energy. You have a healthy sex drive. More enjoyment in life, career, and relationship. Healthy bones. Fat loss, muscle gain, and clarity and confidence. Those are a couple of things when you're active, show moves you from boy to be a grown man. And that's what it's all about. And we're going to finish with this on Thursday. I thank each and every one of you all for joining us. It's been awesome. I spent a lot of time talking about what a grown man and a king is and a grown man and a joker is to get you and how you think you should be treated that way and things that you should be doing what you're not doing. We're going to come back. It's been awesome being here with you. We have an awesome show planned for tonight. I want to thank our call-in person, which is our co-host at time and special guest, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, behind the man's ministry. Check out on Saturday. You can go to the Facebook page. That's Denise Stephanie, and you can check out our other information. Tonight our show is Dr. Lowe's show, which is the Real Relationship Talk Show. And we will be talking about how to get rid of a toxic relationship. I want you to tell your family and friends that you love them. Give them a hug. If it's virtual or it's face-to-face. Because that's what it's all about. And as I get ready to leave here, I always tell y'all that I have something in my heart I have to say. You know, you have to say, you know, I got something I want to share. I got a record I want to share with you. I got my life story I want to share with you. And I always say that I love you, and in a thing you do about it. Check us out at 7 o'clock tonight at the Dr. Luke Show. I'm your host, and we have several co-hosts that will be joining.
If they had found out that my woman was cheating,
I got this record.
She means